I'm getting in a Echo Yankee Mobile.
Well, good afternoon, Gary. Bernice and I are just headed down to Ingles and then over to Lowe's to get some gardening stuff.
To do that, I'm
probably about 90% of that last transmission. I'm not too confident in that new antenna.
Avalanche, but I was off my X. I moved up about a foot or so. I think it might be better. How? Copy.
Yes, that's fine. Avalanche. I can't remember what that is yet. Truck?
Avalanche. It was one of those convertible trucks with a, you know, six-passenger seating inside. So, yeah, I've had this for a while. This is a 2009.
Better into it now, Gary. Well, we're just getting around and doing things. Bernice needed some longer lumber for the raised garden beds because the other ones are getting worn out. And so we got to get some 2x10s and got to get some dirt and... I don't know what all she wants, whatever she wants. So I got the trailer behind me. I always hate pulling the trailer. I can't see it, but I know it's there.
Well, I'm over by Greenville Tech, heading toward Piedmont. I just picked up some takeout lunch and joining Lisa for lunch. She's off this week. That's what I was saying before. It's spring break for the school.
Kids are in Aruba at T40, and they should be returning tomorrow. They had a little excitement yesterday. They were renting all-terrain vehicles and driving them, and the couple that was in front of them caught on fire. Boy, it was like something that you see on television.
Well, that'll be a memory they won't forget.
This boy's 12, and he spotted it, and then they started hollering at the people in front of him to get off, because as they were moving, of course, the fire was going behind them, and it looked like something out of the A-Team or something like that. I mean, it was burning, and that thing just burnt to a pulp.
My, well, don't know what the vendor would say. You burned up my machine.
How'd that come under the responsibility of the occupants? He might be thinking, I'm sure glad they're not going to sue me now.
Well, fine business. Alrighty, well, I just wanted to say, hey, good luck getting your bank loan to get the wood. Oh, boy, the prices of wood these days is out of sight. But, yep, nice project there, and we'll pay you benefits in fresh vegetables, etc. So, anyway, let me say 73. I'm getting scratchy again here pretty quick, and we'll talk at you later. N0TR and Bernice, 73 from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Hi, Gary.
And that's the War Department, and you were full quieting on that last one, Gary. Well, good to hear you. Maybe they'll feel sorry for me. I'm wearing my old blue jeans. Maybe I ought to put some holes in it like the kids do nowadays. I'd have thrown them in the ditch if back in my days if I'd had holes in my jeans like that, like they wear for good nowadays and pay $50 or $100 a pair. Something tells me this new generation's got a lot to learn. Anyways, talk to you later, Gary. This is 73s. This is N0TR.
Close my sacred blue jeans. Holy, holy, holy. 73, Whiskey 4, Echo, Echo, Yankee.
You got Bernice laughing on that one. Well, glad to hear you. Something's rolling around back there, and I don't know what it is. Is there something in there? Something's rolling around. Anyways, 73's Gary, before EEY and 0TR. Clear and out at Ingles.
Perform 2 Tango.
WTR, W2T Mobile.
Mobile, KO4LAO. Good morning, Rustin.
Good afternoon. And I'll get a run out to the eyeglass place and get them to adjust my glasses, since I seem to have bent the eyepiece sometime over the weekend.
Good. I just wanted to give you a quick holler and say N0TR Tom just went into Ingalls, and so he'll be out in a little bit.
Well, I'm kind of in an area over here where things are a little on the rough side, having to do with the repeater. So, anyway, down in a hole. But, yeah, okay. Well, I'll be around for a few minutes. Anyway, catch you later. W2T Mobile.
KO4LAO clear.